Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I guess I should say happy Wednesday, everyone. Everybody does know it's Wednesday. No, none of you do. Just Laura and I. What's going on with the world?
Do you know what? This week is going by so quickly already.
And it's supposed to.
It is supposed to. Short work week.
Some people don't want to quicken the pace a little bit.
We have to.
Oh, you know what?
We got to get it all
done. We got until Friday to take care of
it. Hey, Friday's in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. It's like so weird. And you're coming off a birthday and you have guests at your house. You'd think that you would be the one dragging.
No, I'm all right.
Or I got a bunch of people staying in my house. I don't even know who the hell they are. They're from Texas. And you'd think that both of us would be tired today, but we're the ones going, hey guys, Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday, then Friday, let's go.
I know.
But the birthday went okay.
It did. The birthday was wonderful. I have to say, our previous Try It Tuesday little moment at Shanty Secrets, above and beyond, man.
That's when you booked your birthday din-din.
It is
so
indeed.
It went well yesterday.
It was fantastic. I can't even put into words how awesome it was.
Nice job, Christian.
Yes, Christian and Zach, thank you so much. Consummate hosts. I got to meet Barb as well, their mom, right?
His mom came to help out, and
everything was just lovely. It had that like exclusive feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like that's what it's supposed
like,
to do.
Right?
Yeah.
This little place that is like kind of tucked in and
kind of hidden behind Danville and Riverside.
It was wonderful.
Nice.
I really hope that they have nothing but success because it's just such a cool little joint.
Now, were you showered with gifts afterward when you returned home? Or was that horse trailer enough?
The horse trailer was enough. I did not need additional presents,
For your birthday, a horse trailer.
A horse trailer.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what I wanted. So I've been waiting for many, many years.
Yeah.
So there is that.
It brings us to our first viral comedy piece of the day. A mom buys her daughter a car for her birthday. Well, isn't that nice? That's nice.
Very nice.
Except for the car is a hearse.
I got you a car. Do you love it? Look how big it is. Isn't it beautiful? Think of all the fun you can have in that.
Looks like a limo.
Surprise. It's not a limo. Do you know what it is? It's a hearse.
All yours.
Yeah.
I don't know why a mom would do that, but it's funny.
It's fantastic.
It's funny. I remember it almost backfired on me years ago. Point Township was selling an old police car. So they just took the police stickers off it, but it was still black and white, and it had a spotlight on the door.
Did it really?
It was ugly as sin. And I said to my daughter, there's your car.
There's your car.
And she said, cool. So I didn't buy it. But this mom here buying her daughter a hearse, and again, the reaction of the daughter.
Look how big it is. Isn't it beautiful? Think of all the fun you can have in that.
Listen to the daughter.
Surprise. It's not a limo.
It's a limo?
Do you know what it is?
A funeral car?
It's a hearse.
So funny. You'd really be able to pick your kid out on the road, that's for sure.
Exactly. And no boyfriend's going to want to climb in the back of that. Let's put that out there. So go ahead, Google mom buys daughter hearse. First piece of viral comedy today. Speaking of comedy, Kimmel takes all the late night sound bites today, and he's excited that the movie theaters are opening.
As am I, as is Movie Mike.
Okay, maybe he's not as excited as you and Movie Mike.
Oh, man, don't be sarcastic.
We'll
Kimmel.
We'll talk about that on the way. It's Tom and Laura.
Right here on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
I feel we have to say Wednesday every time that guy says 94KX.
It's Wednesday.
I got more Zoom meetings today. I'm really excited. They were continuations from yesterday.
Woo-hoo.
Because yesterday we ran out of time because we forgot it was a short work week. So
that happens.
Monday's meeting was on Tuesday, and that spilled over into today, which is Wednesday. I would imagine tomorrow. I can't wait for the meeting tomorrow that someone says, hey, don't worry about it. We don't have to do that till Friday. And then someone says,
hey, Friday's tomorrow.
And then they go, no, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, my God. Yes, it is. It's like we have all this technology, and we have little memos that go off in your phone. Bloop, bloop, meeting coming up. You know, you get the emails. You get the different color emails now. Some of them are red.
I'm just going to let you go.
You better read that one right away.
You're talking real fast this morning. I'm just going to let you go.
I'm just telling you. It's like, ugh. Like, you guys didn't see this coming on Monday when you're sitting on your patio eating hamburgers? It's a short work week.
Okay.
We're going to be okay.
All right, look at me. Look at me. Are you
I'm
ready?
I'm looking at you.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Why?
Because you're all hopped up. You are up here, friend. You were way up here.
Okay.
And we need to bring it down to maybe right here. So, and those listening.
Yeah.
Just, it'll be okay.
They should take a deep breath, too.
It is a short work week.
There are two types of people. There's
you and there's everybody else.
No, there's not. There's me who says, guys, it's a short work week.
It'll be okay.
And there's those other people that go, we got until Friday to get that project done. It's Wednesday already.
It is. So ready? All right. One, two, three. There you go. It'll be all right.
I wish someone would walk in the studio right now.
Okay.
I wish, because I appreciate what you're doing for me.
I'm trying. Your face is getting a little red. I'm concerned.
I'm Irish. My Irish is up.
I know. It's coming out. Like that passion for what you do is coming through with a lot of venom.
I don't know about venom, but yeah, I'm aggressive. So I'm thinking, all right, it would be great at this moment to prove my point that while you give me this yoga zen moment, I would love somebody to come walking in here.
Rabba.
Yeah, that.
Abawagawa
muse muse. That's my old John Lennon mantra.
Yes.
But yeah, so you're calming me down. I would love for somebody to walk in and say, hey guys, can we put this off until Friday? And then I could look at them and go, Laura, you want to tell that dude to take
I
a
know.
Deep breath? It's just funny.
It is. I feel like time is passing more quickly than ever.
Yes. Is it because you just turned 39? No.
No.
It's a short week.
It's a short week. No, it has nothing to do. I'm cool with my age. Like, it's all good. I am in my 39th year. I'm looking forward to 40. Like, it's cool. But
it's the short work week. It's going to kill you, not how old you are.
Listen, I'm kind of the dummy standing over here that, like, has a whole bunch of appointments on Friday, so kind of has to get everything done before Thursday.
But at least you realize
it. I do realize it.
Everybody else just walks around like, I can wait till Friday.
I did say to you off air that may or may not have been poor planning on my part.
Some of your appointments on Friday?
Yeah, like I didn't realize that Monday was Memorial Day. And then I'm like, yeah, cool, so Friday, like I'll... Like, I could do some work from my phone, but like, I really can't because I have all these appointments and I'm just like, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to do between today and tomorrow. It'll get done.
It will get
okay,
done.
One more time.
News is coming up next.
Sports, AccuWeather, Steve will have the beautiful forecast for us.
Exactly. Also on the way, a school has to evacuate in Pennsylvania because there was a bobcat in the building.
Ooh. Yeah, that makes sense. That's Pennsylvania. That makes a lot of sense.
That's on the way. Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Breathe deep, everyone. 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Now, don't go making fun of Scranton, Pennsylvania, just because they evacuated West Scranton High School yesterday. A security camera picked up a bobcat walking down the hall of the school. So they were afraid that a bobcat could be a threat.
But they picked it up.
Well, the camera picked it up.
Oh, the camera.
Yeah, the camera picked up a bobcat roaming the halls of the high school. So they evacuated the school safely.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out that the bobcat was just a cat that was missing a tail.
Aw, poor kitty.
Unfortunately. So I guess maybe it could have been ugly, but instead it's kind of funny.
I don't think anyone would have predicted this, of course, but again, our staff and students did a wonderful job not reacting, just making sure that they quietly got out of the building, and now we will let the professionals do their job.
looks, I mean, identical, colors of a bobcat, missing a tail. So err on the side of caution. You know, we make sure all the students are safe and the staff are safe.
West Scranton police responded. They brought in one of those animal expert guys, and he said, look, that's just a cat. It just unfortunately doesn't have a tail. And as soon as it hit Fox News, the family who was missing the cat said, hey, there's our cat.
That's our cat.
He'd been gone for days.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's
look at
a
these
happy.
Photos
oh,
where they're
reuniting.
Reunited. They're reunited with this cat, but the cat is inside this, like,
huge trap thing because it thought it was a bobcat.
But it's not. It's a real cat. So, I don't know. Maybe being from Wilkes-Barre, I'm supposed
to look at how happy.
Yeah, the cat is like, can I get out of this security device now? I'm just a cat. And then, of course, Fox 56 takes pictures of the police officers and the animal officer, and everybody's happy again. But what could have been wasn't.
Bobcats are pretty elusive. So, I mean, in the event that there would be a bobcat like that, I mean, good job on the quick response because it probably would be rabbit or something like that. Right, like I get it. Good job on the quick response.
Right, but the cat had evidently been inside the West Scranton High School for as long as the cat was missing from that family. So when you say elusive, it was in the
school. How did it get in there?
And how did it stay there for days?
Wow.
So congratulations, and I'm glad everyone is safe in Scranton. It's kind of a nice pet story.
It is. It is indeed.
Tom and Laura in the morning working our way toward news, the real news, sports and weather.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning. No bobcats in this building, right?
Meow. As far as we know.
We should probably check.
Although that cat that's in the copy department.
I love copycat.
He's not a cat. I think that thing's a bobcat with a tail. We should check into that.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, enough about the bobcat. Do you believe in dinosaurs?
Yes.
Like Bigfoot isn't enough. Do you believe dinosaurs still roam the earth? I mean...
No.
In a recent survey, and I just picked this up...
Paleontology tells us otherwise.
Yeah, like where would they live? I mean, there's scary parts of New Jersey, but I don't expect
to
see
a dinosaur. I mean, like down at the bottom of the ocean, we don't know what lurks there, and we're still discovering new things.
Okay.
But I feel like alligators and crocodiles are very much indicative of the fact that there used to be dinosaurs.
Right, but we don't call them dinosaurs now because they're alligators and crocodiles, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a new survey says nearly half of America believes that dinosaurs still exist in some kind of remote corner of the world.
Cue Jurassic Park music, please.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Let's cue the Jurassic Park choir for those people, okay?
It sounds like Godzilla.
Maybe they use Godzilla sound effects. I don't know.
See, now if we started talking about Godzilla or Chupacabra or Bigfoot or Mothman or one of those things.
Mothman.
Have you been into the dark, dark recesses of Appalachia? No, you have not. No, you don't know what lurks there.
No, they're just ugly people. They're not Bigfoots. They're not Mothmans.
You never know.
They're hillbillies, darn it. That's what they are.
In Appalachia?
Yeah, they're all just... scary people. Hairy, scary people.
I actually love Jurassic Park. I need to watch that movie now.
All right.
Thank you.
Just give you another
thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
News is next.
And also sports and weather.
You know what's worse than you whistling? You singing.
Thank you.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Oh, this is viral comedy you're going to love. Here's a guy who does Cartman from South Park performing a cover of Kansas, Dust in the Wind. Come on, yeah. That's great.
What made you play this morning?
You're my boy Lou. Just go ahead.
You're my boy Lou, Do you remember that movie?
Don't bring back that movie.
Come on. Do you remember Old School with Will Ferrell
and Vince Vaughn?
Oh, my gosh. They play it at Blue's funeral. You're my boy, Blue.
Dust in the wind. Now, evidently, this guy has gotten very popular, so you could Google him because he's doing, like, everything. Little Linkin Park.
I love it.
So he's like, this guy's taken off. And I think if the actual comedy South Park needs like a voice, they can go to him. And yes, Cartman even does Sea Shanty.
Oh my God.
Yes. Triple dose of viral comedy at 7:15 in the morning. Go ahead and Google.
I'm going home screaming.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, late night soundbite coming up. Kimmel wants to talk about the TSA screenings over the weekend. We've got birthday buddies and more.
Oh my God, you just made my day.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94K.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
I hit that high note once as a boy when I slipped off my bicycle seat and landed on the crossbar.
Where's Keitho? Where is he?
Yeah. Keitho, Laura's husband, his favorite selection on Drunken Karaoke
Night. That is correct, and he sings it well.
He hits that high note, which I think is impossible for a man his size. But no, I've seen it.
No, no, he's got some pipes, man. Keitho Rama for the win.
A Mariah Carey range.
He does indeed.
Hey, musical birthdays, birthday buddies are on the way. There are local celebrities we like to read off every morning at about this time. But first, the musical birthdays. I really didn't think she was considered a famous musician yet, but a happy birthday. There you go with that whistling.
Sorry. Sorry.
Happy birthday to Willow Sage Hart. She is 10 years old today.
And AKA she is the daughter. Pink's daughter.
Yeah, everybody calls her Pink's daughter, but if you Google the video, she is singing with her mom.
She is. It's awesome.
Cover Me in Sunshine, and she is officially on the list of musical birthdays today.
I love it.
10 years old. She's adorable.
I love it, love it, love it.
Now let's go to the other side of the spectrum, which would be the Rolling Stones that are rolling. Yeah. Back to back.
Whose birthday is it today from the Stones?
Listen to the drums, my dear. Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones. A day after Ron Wood's birthday. Charlie Watts is 80 today.
Shut up.
And still playing the drums.
No way.
You're going to the screen, aren't you? She's going to Google Charlie to see what he looks like. Charlie looked like he was 70 when he was 20. So now he's 80. Do the
math. Oh, my God, he's unchanged.
Do the math.
Seriously.
His hair is pure white now. But
when he was 20, he looked like he was 80. And when he's 80, he looks like he's 80.
Exactly.
He looks a little bit like David Bowie. Seriously.
Before or after death?
Like the skinny, long face, kind of like gangly kind of dude.
He's the world's most lethargic drummer, but he is still a good drummer.
Look at this dude.
Yeah. Oh, he's a handsome man. There's hope for me yet. All right, now the local celebrities, or as Laura and I like to call them,
Tom and Laura's birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Alice Strohecker. She's from Ashland. She's 59 today.
A very happy birthday to Amber Fleming, turns 29 today.
Becky Geary is 45.
Christine Wagner from Middleburg turns 46.
Happy birthday to David Marks from Middleburg. He's 27.
Elizabeth Onisi.
Onisi, excuse me.
From Sunbury, turns 59.
She works at the courthouse.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Way to go, Beth. Gina Musser from Sunbury is 49 today.
Jamie Golden from Cole Township turns 45.
Jennifer Ziegler from Shemokin Dam is 44.
J.J. Jones from Milton turns 51.
J.J. Jones, I like that. Noah Carl from Catawissa is a quarter century today.
Ryan Mock from Middleburg turns 35.
Happy birthday, Stephen. Oh, you got to help me with
Sachanchik.
This one. Sachanchik?
Yep.
An amazing name. Lordy, Stephen so Chant Chick is 40 today.
Thomas Schaefer turns 41 today. Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to Teresa Harvey. She's from Millmont. She is 56 years old today. Remember, when you use our text club, you now have to keyword, and that's confusing everybody, but we'll get through this together. Or you could use social media.
That's right. You can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. I am looking. I got nothing.
I'm still looking at Willow Sage singing with her mom. That's just amazing.
You know what? It's so cute. I love pink. I love it.
Hey, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us using the keyword birthday and then send in your message to 49330. You can call us up on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX or message us, this is the easiest, on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Here in Pennsylvania, when the vaccinations came through, we all lined up and got them.
Yes, we did.
You were at Geisinger. I was at Evan. Mm-hmm. We were getting our shots because, let me think, we didn't want to die.
Pretty much. Also, like, I don't want my mom to die.
Exactly.
So there's that.
there's reasons. Yeah, we all had reasons, and we did. Meanwhile, in other states, like Ohio, and then
also,
other
like,
states to join,
wait
they
a second,
needed a
back
lottery.
Because I kind of, like, I got the chickenpox really, really bad as a kid because there wasn't a vaccine for that then.
Yes.
And now there is. And, like, I wish there was a chickenpox vaccine because that was hell.
Well.
And then I got shingles. So,
but then
like,
I got thinking. Like,
anyway,
no, that's true. I got thinking back then, imagine if we had to come on the radio way back when and say, here's your chance to win a brand new Studebaker if you get your polio shot. No. Everybody got their polio shot. But nowadays, we need incentive. And West Virginia is the latest to jump on board.
On Father's Day, we're also going to give away two brand new custom outfitted trucks.
Woo-ha!
We're going to give five custom hunting rifles.
Damn.
And five custom hunting shotguns.
Yeah.
Away. And also on Father's Day, we're going to make one of you a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. One of you's going to get $1 million. The other ones are going to win pick 'em up trucks and shotguns. So there you go, West Virginia. The latest
I
to
say
jump
okay.
on board.
Right. I say okay.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I like you said with the chicken pox, and I mentioned polio, I kind of was hoping everyone would get vaccinated just because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
But
no.
We need to get in a lottery.
I'm sure so. Whatever.
Well, yeah.
I'm scarred, literally, from the chicken pox.
Literally scarred from
life. Literally.
There you go. Hey, coming up in just a bit, like the bobcat story earlier this morning wasn't enough, and it turned out it wasn't a bobcat. It was just a kitty cat. you go outside in your backyard, and there's a big bear sitting on your retaining wall, your landscape wall there. What do you do?
You leave him be.
You would.
You leave him be.
You would, and I would, but some people have to poke the bear. And
oh, there it is.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, Laura, you're a feisty teenager. You walk out in your backyard, and there's a large brown bear sitting on your landscaping wall.
I turn around, and I walk right back in the house.
There's the lesson to be learned, especially when your dogs are barking at the bear and you, as a teenager, feel you have to go protect your dogs.
Uh-oh.
So you go and you push the bear off the wall.
What?
A teenager actually did this and she kind of is proud of it and it's gone viral.
You made direct eye contact. I mean, we were in each other's faces. The dog that the bear grabbed, she's the baby. I have to protect the baby. I sprint towards her and in that split second, I decide to push the bear.
You push the bear!
Apparently. And
you push the bear. The bear was protecting her babies and you were protecting your dog. What is wrong with you?
Goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Obviously never heard the cliche, don't poke the bear.
No, you don't poke the bear.
You don't poke the bear.
You just don't poke the bear.
Don't do it.
You grab the dog if you can, but you don't poke the bear.
The dog will take care of himself. He's smarter than you. Don't poke the bear. What did you say? Go back in the house.
Turn around and go back in the house.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. Be honest. Math skills.
I was never good at math.
See, me neither.
Yeah.
Listen to this. An 11-year-old girl with autism earned a Guinness Book of World Records for her math skills.
Wow.
One day when I was doing a second grade homework, we introduced the concept of multiplication for her for the very first time, and she was able to answer instantly.
She's not just being a human calculator, she can actually solve complex problems.
Multiplication for the first time, and she mastered it.
Santa took home the award for largest mental arithmetic multiplication problem, meaning she solved the longest line of numbers in her head instantaneously.
That's amazing. Good news.
Unbelievable. Good news. Look up the video. It really is extraordinary.
Wow.
Up next, a recent graduate named Marley Camino surprised her grandmother by flying from Minneapolis to New Jersey to the hospital that she's staying at to visit in Marley's cap and gown. Her grandmother couldn't make it to the graduation because she broke her pelvis. Here's how the big surprise played out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I want to take a picture with you.
Oh,
why are you doing this?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, Marley, I
can't
believe it.
I want to take a picture
with
you,
Grandma. Oh,
that's choking me up.
She flew thousands of miles just to take a selfie with her grandma, who she says, quote, was always her biggest supporter.
Wow.
Isn't that
all
awesome?
All the way across the country, wearing your cap and gown.
Right? She literally graduated, got on a plane.
Like she said a couple times, I wanted to get a picture with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It's good news.
Yes, it is.
And last but not least, a 7-year-old boy swam an hour to shore to get help, saving his sister and father after they got stuck in a strong current off of the St. John's River in Florida.
Are you kidding me?
No. Listen to this.
7 years old.
The current was so strong that my sister, she usually hangs out at the back of the boat, and she let go. So I let go of the boat, and I grabbed her, and then I was stuck.
I told them both I loved them because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I tried to stick with her as long as I could. I wore myself out, and she drifted away from me. We're here. By the grace of God, we're here.
They all survived.
Listen, this is unbelievable. Basically, look at him. He's this beautiful, tiny little blondie.
Yeah, little guy. Look
he
at him.
Is a hero. He basically outswam the current that was separating him from his father and his 4-year-old sister. It's unbelievable, but everyone is A-okay.
Good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Yeah, Selena Gomez has a trust problem there, but trust me, I'll be good for you. Trust me.
I do trust you.
Tom and Laura's list of the day. The average person only trusts 7 people. I think that's a lot. Or do you think
that's a bunch? Yeah, I mean, maybe a little low. Maybe I'm too trusting.
Yeah, maybe.
See, my husband reminds me sometimes I'm too nice. Like that I don't know how to say no.
Think about how many people you really trust in life. Friends, family, Tom Hanks.
Don't we all trust Tom Hanks? Seriously.
Tom Hanks.
He's the best.
He could just move into our houses at any time and we'd be like, hey,
all
Tom,
right, so you can't count yourself or your pets or Tom Hanks.
Or Tom Hanks.
So
no.
According to a recent study, the average adult trusts just 7 people.
Wow.
And 40% say the pandemic has actually helped reveal who's trustworthy and who isn't.
Because we had to define the word trust.
Well, yeah, because we talked kind of about, you know, your quarantine or your COVID circle,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
And it was individuals that you sort of let into your life because you were trusting that they were making appropriate decisions based upon what you, during the pandemic, deemed appropriate.
Yeah. 8 out of 10 people think that they are trustworthy, but that's not your call. It's others to trust you. But I love the definition of trust, right? I mean,
that's right. So signs that you're trustworthy include being reliable.
Yeah.
Not being manipulative. Having integrity.
Yes.
Respecting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Being a good listener.
Okay.
Being considerate. Authentic. And don't cancel plans at the last minute.
There it is. I mean, that's how you trust somebody. What did you say about Marilyn Monroe yesterday and boundaries, right? Respecting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The great late Marilyn Monroe.
I just love her.
So when you say trust, like some people say, I trust my buddy with my lawn tractor. You know, trust is much more than just that. It's being reliable yourself and, like you said, not being manipulative. I mean, what the heck? Integrity. Do you even know what that word means? That's part of trust, you know? So get in there.
Do you know what you and I always say, and it kind of goes along with this conversation,
mm-hmm.
right? If you mess up, own it.
Yeah. And there's not enough of that in the world.
Whether it's being late. So, yep. But then you're walking in with your iced coffee, right? Right? So just own it. You make a mistake, own it. Because then it shows you are humble enough to recognize when you're wrong.
Yes.
And I think that goes along with trustworthiness.
Exactly. I mean, and don't put the butt in there. Say, look, this is my fault. I'm sorry, but somebody else made me do it. No, because then you're ruining the owning it.
Listen,
and you're ruining
the apology. I put the pumpkins behind the dumpster.
Don't go to that story.
I owned it. I put the pumpkins behind the dumpster. I thought the deer could eat them. Apparently, yes. I was wrong. It was me.
People, if you want that story, just call the Fourth Fun Line. We won't put it on the air. Laura will explain. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather.
It's all part of Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Yes.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Like we were saying, it's Wednesday. Ultimate Express Car Wash is waiting for you.
That's right, with three locations. One right here on the Strip, Danville, with all the bells and whistles and blinky lights, and then up there in Belltown.
That keyword is wash. Text it to 49330, and you could win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express. Use it. Any location, right? And then there's that $2 off coupon code, which is a good idea, too.
That's right. Make sure you become a member of our text club, which, of course, is going through some growing pains.
Ouch. But, yeah.
Yes, you can sign up at WQKX.com. And then, of course, for all of the details and info on the services that they have at Ultimate Express, go to washmydirtycar.com.
Woohoo! We're out of here. Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Hope you enjoyed the show. We have a little extra time. Maybe we could make Laura just spontaneously laugh again. This was definitely the highlight of the show this morning. Cartman! It's just funny. I don't know. Again. Anyway.
Keep it playing. Yeah, I love it so much.
It was one of...
Curiosity.
One of our viral comedy cuts today. I hope you enjoyed it. Google it and enjoy it again.
So fun. I also recommend the Somalian pirate shanty song.
It was very funny.
Very, very funny. Not appropriate for air. But very, very funny.
Thanks for being part of the show today. We'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day on
Wednesday.
Short week.
So yesterday was my birthday, and now begins the week of Laura. So
is that a short week?
It is a short week, okay. And that's fine, which then snowballs into someone else's birthday. Everybody gets a week. This is not just me, friends.
Right.
Everyone gets a week.
Okay.
So my thought for the day is always remember to keep a bottle of wine or beverage of choice in the fridge for special occasions.
Oh?
You know, like Wednesday.
Okay. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Bye, guys.